Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Imagine you're navigating this tangled web of AI tools, feeling completely lost, beat. Or maybe you're picturing a world where really complex tasks just, they just flow effortlessly.
Yeah, but what if the secret to getting that powerful AI working isn't more complexity? What if it's actually radical, almost surprising simplicity?
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here to help transform that feeling of information overload into clear, actionable insights just for you. Today, we're diving into a really fascinating concept from our source material, building highly effective AI agent teams.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the kicker, really. You don't need to write a single line of code to do it.
Right. And this isn't just about, the tech itself. It's more like a fundamental shift in how we can approach our daily work. We'll show you exactly how you can build your first three AI assistants. Beat. You'll basically master a repeatable method you can use for almost any task.
We'll start by digging into the why behind this push for simplicity. Then we'll break down what actually makes an AI agent tick. Think of it like its own very precise job description. And finally, we're going to walk through a remarkably simple three-step framework so you can create your very own automated workflow. Get ready for some genuine aha moments, I think.
Definitely.
Okay, so let's unpack this core idea first. Why does our source emphasize simplicity so much when it talks about building AI teams? It really pushes back against that common idea that powerful AI has to mean complex systems.
Well, what's truly fascinating here is how the source directly connects complexity. It doesn't just say it's difficult, it links it to these deep systemic sustainability issues. The insight is that complexity isn't just inefficient, It's a fundamental barrier. It stops people from adopting it, and it's like a ticking time bomb for actually using these things long term. The source actually calls complexity the enemy. Strong words.
Yeah, the enemy. That's a powerful statement. And when you start to really think about it, the burdens of complexity, they become pretty clear, right? For one, these huge interwoven systems, they're just incredibly hard to maintain and update.
Oh, yeah. It's like trying to fix a giant spider web, like the source says. You pull one thread and you have no idea what else might unravel.
Exactly. And debugging, that must be a nightmare. Something breaks, trying to find that one little faulty thread in this massive single system.
It's the needle in a haystack problem.
Yeah.
Super frustrating, consumes so much time.
So if debugging's a nightmare, then scaling sounds almost impossible.
Yep.
Like you're constantly playing whack-a-mole where adding something new breaks something old.
That's exactly it. And think about adoption. If it's that hard to manage, getting new people, new teams to actually use it, it's a huge uphill battle. If it's too confusing, people just, they won't bother.
Right.
So the solution proposed is this idea of modular thinking and specialization. The analogy they use is pretty spot on. It's like building a human team. You don't hire one super person to do everything right.
No, you hire specialists, a researcher, a writer, maybe a salesperson.
Precisely. And the idea is that AI agents should be specialists too. Each one does one thing, but does it exceptionally well.
Mm-hmm.
And this gives you that dual benefit the source talks about. They become easy to build, easy to manage, and actually surprisingly reliable because they're so focused.
So, okay, if we really strip away all those complex layers, what's the fundamental benefit? What's the core shift that this simplicity enables for us?
The fundamental shift really is that simplicity makes these AI systems reliable, manageable, and maybe most importantly, accessible. Anyone can adopt them. It turns intimidating tech into a practical tool for daily use. It democratizes it.
Okay, so we see the power of keeping things simple, specializing. But what does that actually look like when you're, designing one of these specific AI agents? Our source gives this great framework, calling it the anatomy of an effective agent.
Yeah, that's a key point. What are the core components? Think of it just like writing up a super clear job description for a person. The source says these six elements pretty much determine 80% of whether an agent will succeed or not.
Okay, first up, role and responsibility. This is about defining its exact task. And we mean specific, like market trend analysis specialist or email draft assistant. The narrower that role, the better it performs. It's all about singular focus.
Mm-hmm. And then you got the tools. What outside resources can it actually use? This could be, say, Perplexity for web search, maybe Google Workspace for handling documents, or Gmail for sending emails. These are like its digital hands and feet letting it interact.
Next, input requirements. What information does the agent need just to get started? It could be simple, like a research topic, or maybe a link to a Google Docs document. Clear expectations right from the start.
Right. Following that, we have workflow details. These are the actual sequential steps the agent follows internally. For instance, 1, get the topic. 2, run 3 searches. 3, synthesize those results. 4, create a report. It's that step-by-step process.
Then, boundaries. These are crucial. The rules it absolutely must not break. Things like do not give financial advice, or maybe keep the report under 1,000 words, or always use a professional tone. These are the guardrails, keeping it on track.
Exactly, guardrails. And finally, output format. What should the end result actually look like? Is it a link to a new Google Doc, a JSON file, or just a simple confirmation message saying an email has been sent? This gives you predictable results every single time.
So why is being so precise about all these different components?
Yeah.
Why is that so crucial for how the agent actually performs? What's
right.
the sort of hidden benefit of planning it out so meticulously?
Well, defining these elements so clearly ensures the AI agent stays laser focused. It performs its single task exceptionally well, which drastically reduces errors and boosts reliability. Simple as that.
Okay, so we've seen why simplicity is key and what makes up one of these specialist agents. The next logical step is, how do you actually build them? And the source provides this surprisingly straightforward 3-step framework. Makes it very actionable.
And it starts, interestingly, with observation. Before you even think about building, you first need to map out what you actually do day to day.
Right. Step 1, map your workflow. This means you just watch yourself work. Look for those repetitive, time-consuming tasks that follow a pretty clear process. The source suggests things like doing research, creating reports, maybe writing drafts, or processing data.
Mm-hmm.
But the key here, it says, is to cleanly separate the tasks. Don't just lump research and write a blog post together.
No, you split it.
Split it. You'd have a research agent and then a separate writing agent. It's like taking a big, overwhelming job and just breaking it down into smaller, more manageable pieces.
Exactly. Then, step 2 flows right from that. Design specialized AI assistants. Each of those cleanly separated tasks gets its own independent single-purpose agent. So each agent is its own little workflow, totally focused on doing one thing really, really well.
And then step 3, add a manager agent. This is the orchestra conductor part.
Mm-hmm.
This manager, it doesn't actually do the specialized work itself. Instead, it takes your overall request, understands it, and then coordinates and delegates the work out to those specialist agents. Just like a department head would manage a team of people.
Yeah, perfect analogy. Now, before you jump in, you do need to prep your tools a bit. You'll need an N8N account. The source describes this as a powerful no-code platform. Think of it like digital Legos for your tasks. Lets you visually connect apps and build these workflows.
Okay, digital Legos. I like that. Then you'll need API keys from AI services. These are like unique digital fingerprints, right? They give you access to specific AI models.
Yep. Like OpenAI for GPT-4 or maybe Anthropic for their Claude 3 models. The source highlights Sonnet as a good balance between performance and cost.
Got it. You'll also need a search service Perplexity API key, as mentioned, so your agents can actually access the internet for current info. And finally, Google Workspace access for Docs and Gmail so they can read, write, and send things.
Mm-hmm. And you'll set up specific credentials for secure access, but the platform guides you through that.
So this whole framework, it fundamentally simplifies what often feels like incredibly complex automation, doesn't it? What's the biggest barrier it kind of breaks down for the average person wanting to try this?
Yeah, it breaks down that intimidating complexity into these manageable, specialized parts. It makes sophisticated AI accessible for clear execution, even if you can't code.
Okay, let's get practical now. This is where it gets really interesting. Our source walks us through building your very first AI assistant. A market research specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Super common task, right? Research a topic, summarize it in a report.
Right. And the soul of any agent, as the source calls it, is its system prompt. But here's the brilliant part, the hack. The source suggests using another AI to actually design your prompt for you.
That's actually pretty meta.
It's very clever. Yeah.
So for step 1, design the system prompt. You'd literally go to something like ChatGPT or Claude, and you'd ask it to draft a detailed system prompt. You'd say, my agent's role is market research specialist.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to use Perplexity for search, Access this Google Doc for company context, create a detailed analysis report in a new Google Doc, and give me the link. You even tell it the structure you want: executive summary, key analysis, opportunities, challenges.
And the AI helper just generates that detailed prompt. It's like having an expert assistant for your assistant. It saves a ton of guesswork.
Okay, then step two, create the workflow in NAN. You'd name it something clear, like Agent 1 Research Specialist. You add what's called an AI agent node. Think of this as the dedicated brain within ANN just for this one agent.
Right. It's where the core intelligence sits.
You configure the AI model there, maybe GPT 4.1, and you add memory. The source suggests simple memory, maybe 5 messages context. This is like giving the AI a very short-term working memory.
Just enough to remember the last few bits of the conversation so it stays on track without getting, you know, confused.
In step three, add the necessary tools. You add the perplexity search tool, connect your API key, and actually let the AI figure out the best search queries itself. You add a Google Docs read tool, link your Google account, point it to your company info doc for that context.
And then a Google Docs create tool. You set permissions and even let the AI design the document titles.
For step four, add the system prompt. You just copy-paste that prompt your AI helper generated right into the AI agent node. Then you can fine-tune it a bit, maybe specify the report lengths, like around 800 words, or really emphasize that section structure again.
Mm-hmm. Make it even sharper.
And then step five, test your research agent. You activate it, give it a real request, something like, please research AI in the retail sector in Vietnam, focusing on practical applications, pioneering companies, and forecasts for the next 3 years, and relate this to our company's product development strategy.
And then you watch. The agent should sequentially perform all those steps. Search, read the company doc, create the report, and finally give you back the link.
And if something goes wrong?
Debugging is simple. Annette has this executions panel that shows you exactly what happened at each step and where it failed if it did. Makes fixing things much easier.
It really is like giving an assistant a very specific brief and all the tool they need to get the job done, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the immediate payoff you see from setting it up with that level of clarity?
Exactly. You define the role, give the tools, set clear rules. The immediate payoff is highly predictable, consistent results. You know what you're going to get.
Okay, Agent 1 is built. The source then moves on to Agent 2, the data presentation designer. This one takes that potentially dense research report from Agent 1 and turns it into something much more visual, more consumable. Like a blog outline with image suggestions, and then emails it out.
Yeah, this agent really showcases the versatility here. It's not just about generating text from scratch. It's about transforming information from one format into a completely new, maybe more valuable one.
So for step one, design the system prompt for this agent. You go back to your AI prompt designer again.
Your little helper AI, yeah.
You'd ask it to write a prompt for a content designer agent. Tell it. This agent gets a...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Google Docs link is input. It needs to read the doc, create a detailed blog post outline based on it, suggest visual aids like bar charts, infographics, stock photos for each section, and then compose and send a professional email with that outline to a specific address.
Nice and clear. Then, step two, set up the workflow in N8M. You create Agent 2 Content Designer. Again, you add that AI agent node, probably using GPT 4.1 again. But here's a key tip from the source. For creative tasks that involve a lot of text, like drafting outlines or emails, you might want to increase the token limit, maybe up to around 9,000 tokens.
Okay, tokens. Can you break that down quickly? What does increasing the limit actually do?
Sure. Think of tokens as like words or parts of words that the AI processes. Increasing the limit basically gives the AI more working space or short-term memory. It lets it handle longer inputs, think more deeply, and generate longer, more complex outputs without forgetting the beginning of its thought.
Got it. More mental bandwidth.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you'd add a simple memory tool here too.
Okay. Then in step three, configure the tools. You add the Google Docs read tool again. But this time, the AI just uses the link you provide to figure out which document to read. Then you add a Gmail send tool, configure the permissions, and let the AI design the subject line and the whole email body itself.
You're trusting it more. And for step four, add system instructions. You paste in your generated prompt and again, customize it. Maybe specify the blog's tone, friendly yet professional, or clarify the email format. Use bullet points for the outline, for instance.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, step five, test the visual agent. You run the workflow, give it a request like, please create a blog post outline from this research report, paste the Google Docs link you got from Agent 1, and email the result to me at example@email.com.
And off it goes. Reads the doc, creates the outline with visual ideas, composes the email, and sends it. Job done.
So this agent isn't just spitting out text. It's structuring information. It's thinking visually. It's even managing communication by sending the email. How does this kind of transformation capability really change the game for productivity?
Oh, it changes everything. It transforms that raw data into something much more digestible, more visually oriented. It streamlines the entire content creation process from initial research right through to distribution planning. Mid-roll sponsor read.
Right, this next part. This is where the real magic seems to happen. Our source calls it the orchestra conductor. It's where these independent, specialized agents stop being just individual tools and become a true collaborative team.
Yeah, if we kind of zoom out and connect this to the bigger picture, this is about creating a genuine workflow, not just automating isolated tasks. It's automation on a whole different level, really.
So step one, prepare your specialist agents. Before you even build the manager, you need to tweak those first two agents slightly. It's a small change, but vital. You go into their settings in NNN and change their trigger node from on chat to when execute by another workflow.
Right. And doing that generates a special webhook URL for each agent. Think of it like a unique digital doorbell that only the manager agent will know how to ring. You also add an input field so they can receive specific commands from the manager.
Okay, doorbell analogy works. And then there's a crucial point about memory.
Yes, absolutely crucial. You remove the local memory node from the specialist agents, Agent 1 and Agent 2.
Why? Why take away their memory?
Because the manager agent is going to handle all the conversation memory for the entire team interaction. This stops the context from getting fragmented. It ensures the whole process feels like one single coherent conversation managed from the top down. Keeps everything seamless.
Got it. Centralized memory. Then step two, create the manager workflow. You make a new workflow, we call it Manager Agent AI Team Lead. You add an AI agent node again. Here, the source suggests you might want a more powerful model, like Claude 3 Opus, if the coordination is complex, though Sonnet is often still very capable.
And crucially, you add that simple memory node here on the manager. This is vital because it needs to track your initial request, which agent it called, what the result was, what the next step is, the whole coordination process.
Makes sense. Next, step three, connect your team. Inside the manager agent's workflow, you add the Call N8 workflow tool. It's basically a webhook node configured to make requests. You'll add two of these.
One for your research agent. You paste in its unique webhook URL, its doorbell address, and give it a clear name inside the manager's tool settings, like research specialist tool.
And another one for your content agent, pasting its unique URL and naming it something like Content Designer Tool.
Yeah, that clear naming is really important because it helps the manager AI understand exactly which tool corresponds to which specialist agent's function when you define its instructions.
Okay, which brings us to step four, design the manager's system prompt. This is probably the most important prompt of all because it defines how the manager thinks and acts as the coordinator.
It's the brain of the operation.
You'll tell it something like, you are an effective AI team lead. Your job is to coordinate a team of specialist agents. You have access to the following tools: Research Specialist Tool, and Content Designer Tool.
Mm-hmm. Then you give it the logic.
Right. When the user gives a request, analyze it carefully. If the request requires both research and content creation, you must follow these steps precisely. First, call the Research Specialist Tool with a research task. Wait for its response, which will be a document link. Then call the Content Designer Tool, providing that document link. Finally, report back to the user when the entire process is complete.
You're programming its decision-making process. And finally, step five, test your complete AI team. You open the chat interface for the manager agent itself, and you give it that composite request, the multi-step one, like, please research the future of remote work, and then create a blog outline from the research results and email it to me.
Whoa. Just imagine watching this unfold in the NN interface. The manager gets the request. It figures out it needs Agent 1 first.
Yep.
Calls the research specialist tool. Agent 1 runs, does its thing, creates the report, sends the link back.
Manager receives the link. Then it knows, okay, next step, Agent 2. Calls the content designer tool, passing that link along. Agent 2 runs, reads the doc, creates the outline, sends the email.
And then the manager agent just calmly reports back to you, okay, I've completed the research and emailed the blog outline as requested, it feels like. Like, you've just built a tiny automated work supply chain right there. And imagining scaling this, maybe not a billion queries, but scaling it up, the possibilities feel kind of limitless, don't they?
They really do. It's a powerful concept.
So this manager agent truly acts as the brain, the central intelligence directing the whole operation. It turns those isolated tools into a properly coordinated effort.
Yes, precisely. It orchestrates the specialized agents, ensuring a seamless automated workflow where individual tasks combine into a unified, efficient process.
Okay, so we've built our basic team. Now, how do we level them up, make them even better, more robust? And how do we start applying this framework more broadly across different kinds of tasks? What are the next steps for really optimizing these systems?
Yeah, that's a really important question. How do we ensure they're reliable enough for real-world use, and how do we adapt them? It boils down to refinement and building in resilience.
Okay, first point, making agents more reliable. The source really hammers on using specific prompts. The more detailed your instructions, the less likely you are to get those weird AI hallucinations or off-track results. And it mentions few-shot prompting as a way to improve quality. Now, I'll admit, I still wrestle with prompt drift myself sometimes, you know, where the AI subtly changes its output style over time. Specificity here really does feel key. But for people new to it, could you quickly explain few-shot? What kind of examples would you give it?
Absolutely. Few-shot prompting is essentially like showing the AI a couple of really good examples of what you want before you give it the actual task. So instead of just describing the output, you'd provide maybe two or three pairs of sample inputs and the corresponding perfect outputs you're looking for.
Okay. Like showing it to completed homework.
Exactly. It shows the AI the precise pattern, the style, the level of detail you expect. This dramatically reduces the chance of those hallucinations or the kind of prompt drift you mentioned because it has concrete examples to mimic. Show, don't just tell.
That makes so much sense. Okay.
And the source also stresses, test in isolation. Always make sure your specialist agents work perfectly on their own before you connect them to the manager. Much easier to debug that way.
Right. And error handling, adding instructions to the manager's prompt.
Yeah. Simple things like, if a tool fails when you call it, try calling it one more time. If it still fails, don't just stop. Report the specific error back to the user. That builds in a crucial layer of resilience, makes it less brittle.
And what about scaling your AI team? How easy is it to add more specialists?
That's the beauty of this modular design. It's built for scalability. Let's say you want to add Agent 3 social media specialist. You just build its dedicated workflow, get its webhook URL.
Add a new call N8N workflow tool in the manager.
Update the manager system prompt so it knows about its new team member and when to call it.
And then test the whole integrated team.
Exactly. It's remarkably straightforward to expand the team's capabilities.
Then there's introducing the human in the loop. This is important, right? Not everything should be or can be 100% automated.
Absolutely not. And it's easy to build in checks. For example, after the research agent creates the report, the manager could send you the link via chat and ask, "The research report is ready. Would you like me to proceed with creating the blog outline now?"
And it waits.
It waits. The process only continues if you reply yes or give some other confirmation. You can do this with things called wait nodes in NAN or just building conditional logic into the manager's prompt. It becomes collaboration, not just line automation. You stay in control.
That's really powerful. And the real-world applications mentioned, they really drive home the potential. Marketing, trend research, plus content writing, plus social media scheduling agents working together.
Or sales. Yeah. Lead prospecting, plus proposal drafting, plus follow-up email agents. Imagine that sequence automated.
Customer service. An FAQ agent handling common queries, a triage agent routing complex issues, and an escalation agent flagging things for human support.
The possibilities really start to open up, freeing up so much human time and energy for higher-level tasks.
So boiling it all down, what's the single biggest takeaway for someone listening right now wanting to actually leverage this framework to make a real impact on their daily work?
Start small. Don't try to boil the ocean. Pick one or two specialized tasks, build those agents, and then coordinate them with a simple manager agent. That's the path to scalable, effective automation that actually works.
Okay. So reflecting on all this, what does it really mean for you, the listener? The core idea from this deep dive seems crystal clear. Building effective AI teams. It doesn't have to be this overwhelming, super technical mountain to climb.
Not at all. The golden rules we've seen are simplicity, specialization, and intelligent coordination. You break down those complex jobs into single, manageable pieces. Give each AI agent just one focused task, let it get really good at that, and then have a manager agent lead them, orchestrating the whole workflow.
And this isn't about replacing human ingenuity or connection, is it? It feels more like equipping ourselves with incredibly powerful, reliable assistants.
That's exactly it. They handle the routine, the repetitive stuff, the tedious bits that drain our energy, and that frees you up to focus on the strategic thinking, the real creativity, the problem solving, and building those essential human connections.
So are you ready to build your own AI team? We'd really encourage you to start with just one agent. Maybe that research specialist we walked through.
Yeah, just try building one. You'll likely be genuinely amazed at the transformation even that single step can bring to your workflow and your focus.
We definitely encourage you to explore the source material if you want more of the nitty-gritty, the detailed steps. The future of work, it really is here. And perhaps surprisingly, it can be built on a foundation of simplicity.
Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive into building AI agent teams.
Until next time, keep learning and keep exploring.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.